With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Down the block, Andrew Johnson. Inside for Elba. Elba will score. Elba will score. Newcastle has won.
Welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. Now, a take that I've been pretty vocal with is that I'm worried about the Penrith Panthers in 2021 off the back of their loss of experience. We saw Josh Mansour join the Panthers the other day. James Tarma has already arrived at the West Tigers. And for me, you know, this team, they're not defending a premiership in 2021 because they lacked experience, yeah? And I understand you can't just buy experience. You can't just produce it out of nowhere. I completely understand that, but for me, 2021 is a worry because the Penrith Panthers have lost their two most experienced players. And, you know, for me, I've spoken about it a little bit. You've all heard me talk about it, that they're coming off 2020 when they, you know, couldn't have played any better football and still didn't get the job done. Yeah. So for me, I am worried. There's got to be a lot of guys that are coming off, you know, career high seasons in the first few seasons of their career. It's hard to back up. It's a copycat league. It's a tape league. So it's a league where coaches can sit there with hours upon hours of tape and then watch these guys and then find their weaknesses. And they will start to find weaknesses in the Penrith Panthers. No team is unbeatable. They will find weaknesses. You know, even the Melbourne Storm, you know, in grand finals, there have been coaches like, you know, your Shane Flanagans and these sort of guys that have found weaknesses in the opposition. And I do just worry about the Penrith Panthers. And I've had a lot of pushback for this take. And as I always say, that's fine. It's coming from fans. There was one fan I had the other day who sort of lost his head a little bit at me. And you're going to get that from time to time. I've already touched on that. But there's been a lot of other fans that have said, hey, look, you know, we did it in 2003. We didn't need the experience then. And look, I don't like when I get these sort of comments because for me, and there's two big fan bases I get this from whenever I talk negatively, and I have been a little bit negative about both of them, the West Tigers and the Penrith Panthers. I don't think the West Tigers are going to do well in 2021, as you know. I also don't think the Penrith Panthers are going to win a premiership, which apparently offends a lot of Penrith Panthers fans, and that's fine. But look, when people say, oh, you know, I've had a few messages from Tigers fans saying, oh, I bet you were doubting us in 2005. And of course I was doubting you in 2005. Who wasn't? Who wasn't doubting you in 2005? And for me, the 2005 premiership, the 2003 premiership, they came within, you know, 3 years of each other. It was unbelievable, like nothing we've ever seen before. And for me, they are the exception. They're not the example. Yeah, you need experience to win premierships. Yeah, I mean, let's have a look over the last few years. I mean, the Roosters and the Storm, they've been in four of the last four grand finals. You know, there hasn't been a grand final in 4 years that didn't feature these two. They played each other in the 2018 grand final. I mean, there's only been, what, the Cowboys in 2017, the Raiders in 19, and the Panthers in 2020. Like, there's only been three other teams that have played in grand finals in the last 4 years. Like, I'm sorry, tell me experience doesn't matter. Oh, by the way, 2016, yeah, the Melbourne Storm were in that one too, up against the Sharks, who had been there and thereabouts for a couple of years, had a lot of guys that would play a heap of games of football. James Maloney, Mick Ennis, Luke Lewis, Paul Gallen. Like, they had young guys in that squad, don't get me wrong, but they had a lot of experienced heads. Please stop telling me that, you know, youth can come out and win competitions. On the odd occasion they can, we've seen it in 03, we've seen it in 05, but I'm sorry, the trend over the last 15 years has been that you need experience in your sides. And we are with the Penrith Panthers with a lack of experience in key positions. Yes, Appy Kurisau, he is their, you know, he's their experienced guy in their spine. But like, I love Appy, don't get me wrong. But I mean, take out the 2014 grand final where he came in for Isaac Luke. He got that experience because of an injury to their starting nine. I mean, Appy doesn't have a heap of big game experience either. I'm sorry. And here we are with Nathan Cleary, who's under more pressure than ever. He's going to have to start a season from scratch with everyone else. It's going to be tough. I said at the start of the 2020 season that I'm worried about the Panthers because, you know, they've got their halfback, they've got their coach, they've got everything tied up in one bow, and it all went great. Their season was unbelievable, and that was swell. But when it's not going to go well, they're going to cop a lot more pressure. There's going to be a lot more expectation on them. And I mean, you know, people sent me a heap of messages this week going, oh, yeah, well, youth did it in 2003. Yeah, okay, sweet. Youth did it in 2003. Okay, let's have a look at that side. Yeah, you had Craig Gower, you know, he was a kangaroo halfback. He would have won the Dally M that year. You look at Preston Campbell, he'd already won a Dally M medal. He'd played finals footy at the Cronulla Sharks. You look at Luke Prittis, and shock me, what was the difference between the Penrith Panthers and the Roosters on that night in 2003? Luke Prittis. The one Panther that had won a premiership before that. He'd come from Brisbane. He'd won the premiership in 2000. He'd been there. He'd done it before. Tell me youth won it in 2003. That's fine. The player that was the difference was the one guy that had grand final experience, the one guy in your team that had won a premiership. I mean, please open your eyes. Have a look around. Tell me that you don't need experience, that youth can win a comp. There is the odd exception where it can, and I'm sorry, Penrith Panthers fans, the exception you keep throwing at me, the guy that was the best player on the field by far and away was the guy with grand final experience, Luke Prittis. You might not like my pushback on the Panthers, and that's fine, and I'm not saying I'm right. I could be completely wrong. They could win fucking 25 in a row and win the premiership in 2021. Don't get me wrong, but for me, I'm worried about them, and I think me being worried about them is completely valid. There are exceptions. But don't use them as examples. It's ridiculous. Look at the reality of rugby league. Look at the history of rugby league. Look what happens consistently. Teams with experienced players in decision-making positions, they go places. This is why you've got the Roosters, the Storm being so dominant. This is why the Canberra Raiders, they're building and building and building. I'm confident they're going to be in a grand final again in the next 2 or 3 years for sure. Experienced guys in key positions, guys that are playing Origins, guys that are playing Test football, guys that have already been to a grand final. Yes, the Penrith Panthers boys, they're going to gain a lot of experience from the 2020 grand final, but it's going to be harder to get back there. Brett Finch on my podcast, he talks about, you know, you climb the mountain, you win the premiership. To go back to back, it's nearly impossible. You know, to go all the way to the grand final last year under all those circumstances, Penrith had it better than most teams. You know, a lot of the teams outside of Sydney, look at the team they played, the Melbourne Storm. They had to move away from their families. They're living out of a suitcase for 6 months. Penrith Panthers, they were still at home. Yeah, they're still sleeping in their own bed. They did have a couple of advantages. They're not going to have those in 2021, sorry. Yeah, a lot of teams are going to be back on the even playing field. Look, I'm not saying the Panthers can't win in 2021. I just think they've made a mistake by letting so much experience leave. And I understand that's how a salary cap works. Don't get me wrong. I understand that. But I think you've got a premiership window now and you needed that experience to get it done. And I'm not saying the window's going to close, but a lot can change over years. You're going to have a lot of these young kids that over the next 2 or 3 years, they're going to be demanding more and more money. I just think Penrith 2021, they're in trouble personally. I think they'll still make the eight. I think they'll be in the bottom four of the top eight. I don't think they'll be a top four team, and I've copped a lot of pushback from that, but that's my call. Will I be right about it? Remains to be seen. I didn't have them in my top eight for 2020, so I'm not saying that I'm, you know, I know it all about the Penrith Panthers. I just worry that they're going to have to climb the ladder all over again with less experience in their side and with every other team in the NRL being back on an even playing field, except for the Warriors, essentially. It's going to be a tough gig. I've got nothing against the Panthers. I enjoyed their run in 2020. The reality of rugby league is that experience, it matters more than ever right now.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.